from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Loved ones are waiting for rescuers to continue looking for four workers missing in a West Virginia mine where an explosion killed 25 people yesterday. From Neoma, West Virginia, NPR's Diana Douglas reports crews pulled out of the shaft yesterday saw damaged rail tracks that are used for hauling people and equipment out of the mine openings.
The explosion inside the Upper Big Branch mine was so powerful that the governor of West Virginia said the rail tracks were twisted like a pretzel. Rescue teams were called off after it was clear they were endangering their own lives operating in high levels of methane gas. Crews are planning to drill holes into the mountain to vent the shafts before resuming any rescues. However, most of their effort will likely be in recovery. 25 people were killed in the explosion. The mine is owned by Massey Energy, which has been fined hundreds of thousands of dollars in the last year for safety violations. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Neoma, West Virginia.
The Obama administration is calling its revised nuclear policy a significant step forward. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the policy comes with a warning to two nations in particular.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the nuclear posture review mandated by Congress is a reflection of President Obama's agenda.
This review describes how the United States will reduce the role and numbers of nuclear weapons with a long-term goal of a nuclear-free world.
The U.S. will not use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear states, he says, though there are exceptions for countries that don't comply with their non-proliferation obligations. That's a message, Gates added, for Iran and North Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
In Baghdad, at least 50 people are dead and several buildings are in ruins after seven bombings in the capital. Violence in Iraq is on the rise as negotiations to form a coalition government go into effect in a second month. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says because the power vacuum is underway, the spike in attacks is no surprise.
I think many expected that insurgents would use this time to roll back the progress both militarily and politically that we've seen in Iraq.
Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish are struggling to agree on a coalition after last month's elections gave no single party a clear majority. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says there is no tsunami threat after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake off Indonesia's Sumatra Island. A local tsunami watch was briefly issued for the country's northwest coast. Tuesday's quake was centered about 127 miles northwest of Sebulga. There are no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Connecticut Huskies beat the Sanford Cardinals 53-47 to win its second straight NCAA women's basketball title tonight in San Antonio. This is NPR News. Many Americans are struggling to pay for college education, but a new report finds that foreigners are flocking to U.S. graduate schools. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has this report.
Graduate school programs have seen a 7% increase in applications from foreign students this year. It's the largest increase since 2007. China led the way with a 19% increase. India and South Korea are the other two countries that make up the bulk of foreign graduate students in the U.S., even though the applications from those two countries have stabilized after a significant drop last year. From 2003 to 2006, foreign graduate student enrollment plummeted in large part because the U.S. made it much tougher for foreigners to come to school here. The report by the Council of Graduate Schools shows that foreign students have not been deterred. Even students from Muslim countries are back in record numbers. Most foreign students enroll in engineering, the sciences, and business. Foreign students make up 16% of the total graduate student population. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Almost a quarter of unemployed Americans have not worked in over a year. Not since World War II have so many Americans been out of work for so long. A report by the Pew Center for Charitable Trusts likened the size of the group to the population of Connecticut. The report indicates that people over 55 make up a small number of the unemployed, but it will take almost a third of them a year or longer to find a job. The first woman to lead the Cherokee Nation has died following a battle with cancer and other illnesses. Wilma Mankiller was 64. She championed social causes that help double employment within her tribe, create children's programs, and open up health centers. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.